Praise the Lord. Isn't God good today? Amen. Amen. Of course, He's good all the time, isn't He? Wonderful. It's good to have Brother Keith Burginal. Did I say that correctly? He's with us from Quinton Road Baptist Church, sister church up in Illinois, and sure appreciate their pastor, Pastor Jim Scudder, and to become a dear friend, and appreciate the ministry. And he's heading to the Philippines, working with a help ministry missionary there to lead their college, and excited about what God's called him to do. And we're sort of a stopping point on the way down towards Florida. And my brother, we're glad you're here today, and he's going to be worshiping with us today. You pray for him, pray for the ministry. Don't forget Friend Day next Sunday. Now, we'll be giving you some important information about Friend Day. We need some more yes cards in here to cover that board back there tonight. Bring your yes card. Let's get it on the board. Let's be a bringer. Invite folk. Get them committed. And let's have a great turnout next Sunday. I trust you're praying for Friend Day. I've run into people everywhere that they're getting invitations. Thank you for faithfully handing out invitations to the community. We had about 150 folk out last week, probably over 300 over the last 3 weeks that have been out on visitation, going door to door. Thousands of homes have been knocked in our community. Thank you for being faithful in that area. Let's pray for God to give us a great harvest on Friend Day. Amen. And we'll also celebrate our 50th anniversary on that night. All right, turn in your Bibles, if you would please, to Psalm 23. It's called the Pearl of Psalms. I entitled it, The Song of the Shepherd. Here David has written a hymn exalting and praising the Lord as his shepherd. But I tell you, it's not just a psalm for David, it's a psalm for us. Amen? And you're going to find that this psalm, that God, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, moves David to write this psalm to remind us and use the imagery of a shepherd and his sheep to describe the love relationship between the Lord and those who belong to Him. And so the Lord is our shepherd and the saved. Those who know Him are His sheep. Isn't that a wonderful thought today? And you say, preacher, sheep are such cute little fluffy creatures and they're so sweet. My little daughter has a, now, you know, my daughter's grown up, but I'm using an illustration here. But my little daughter, you know, she's got one of those little beanie baby fluffy lambs, you know, and all that. Well, you know, when God was comparing us to sheep folk, He wasn't flattering us, okay? Sheep are, they may be cute and fluffy, but you get to know them and they've got some problems. You know what? We got problems, don't we? And they're helpless animals. They can't survive on their own. You know, a sheep, a dog, I mean, excuse me, a cow or a dog or a horse, it can survive on its own, but a sheep needs a shepherd. And friend, you and I need the Lord, don't we? We need the Lord today. And I can encourage you, you need the Lord. And you know, sheep have absolutely no sense of direction. As a matter of fact, sheep herders tell us that if they stray 10 yards from their pasture, they can't find their way back. They can't get back into their home pasture. And you know, a bee can find its hive, a bird can find a nest, dog, cat, horse, can it gets away, you drop it off somewhere, you're maybe trying to get rid of it. It can find its way back home, can't it? And so the reality of it is, a sheep cannot find its way back home. They must be brought back. And that's why the psalmist said, He restoreth my soul. He puts me on the right path again. Aren't you glad that God restores us? But you know, just as a sheep struggles finding its way, sometimes you and I struggle finding our way. You ever felt like life was like a maze? You know, in mazes, you know, you try to find your way through the other side. You ever felt like life's like a maze for you? Seems like every time you turn a corner, you know, you hit a wall. You feel like you're really not sure, sort of like a dead end. You don't know which way to go next. I believe if we were to ask David, and let me just say this, God never intended for you and I to navigate life on our own. Did you know that? Matter of fact, I believe if we were to ask David how he made it through life, how he directed his life, I believe he'd simply reply like this. He would say, by following my shepherd. By following my shepherd. Look, if you would please, in Psalm 23. Let's find verse number 1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. If you don't have a Bible, the text verse will be on the screen. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. Aren't you glad that when you stray, God brings you back? He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I want to draw your attention to three words in verse number 2. Verse number 3. He leadeth me. Isn't that a wonderful phrase? He leadeth. Now it's actually used two times in two verses. It's mentioned in verse 2. But again in verse number 3. In verse 2, it's talking about the Lord leading us to pools of still water, refreshment. But when you come to verse number 3, and he talks about he's leading me in paths, that's direction. Aren't you glad that we have a guide to lead us through life? Listen, you can make it through life by following the shepherd. Amen? Let's pray and ask God to help us this morning. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you, Lord, that you're my shepherd. Lord, there may be someone here today that doesn't know you as their shepherd. I pray they'll come to know you. Lord, I pray you'll illumine our hearts and minds to the truth of God. I pray you'll feed us as your sheep from the Scriptures. Help us to learn of you as our shepherd. You're working, you're leading in our lives. Help us to understand something about your guiding us. Lord, you want to be our guide in life. You want to lead us in right paths, proper paths, paths just for us. Father, I pray that you'll speak to our hearts today. Lord, you may want to lead someone to the path of salvation today, and I pray they'll come to know you. Lord, maybe somebody to a path of refreshment or strength or help or encouragement, and I pray you might grant it. And Father, we'll sure thank you for what you do in our lives today. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Well, Fanny Crosby was blinded as a baby by a man posing to be a doctor. She had an eye infection, and a fella came through town posing to be a doctor, gave the family some medicine, and it was actually something that would literally burn her eyes, and as a baby, she was blinded by that doctor. She came to know the Lord as her Savior early in life, and she became a prolific poet, hymn writer, and a writer of hymns and gospel songs. On one occasion, Fanny, as an adult lady, she was serving the Lord, writing hymns and this. She had a special financial need in her life. She didn't know where she was going to get the money from. And so, as her habit was, she went before the Lord in prayer and she took it to God. By the way, when you and I have problems, that's a good way to place to take them, amen? To take them to the Lord. And as she was praying, it wasn't long, there was a knock at her door. And she went to the door, and it was a complete stranger. And he said to her, he said, I don't understand it. He said, but God impressed on my heart to come by and give you this. And he put something in her hand. Well, she closed the door, opened her hand, and in her hand was the exact amount of money that Fanny needed to meet that particular need. She said, well, the first thought that crossed my mind was the wonderful way God leads me. And she was so moved by it, she went to her desk and wrote down the words to the famous hymn, All the Way My Savior Leads Me. The first stanza goes like this, All the way my Savior leads me. What have I to ask beside? Can I doubt His tender mercy? Who through life has been my guide? Can I encourage you and help you to understand today that God wants to be your guide? He doesn't want to leave you in life like a maze where you're continually hitting dead ends in life. I'm here to tell you, our God knows the way. Amen? And He always leads us in proper or right paths. I want us to think this morning about those three words, He leadeth me. Number one, I want you to see the promise of His leading. The promise of His leading. Here David is assuring us the fact that our shepherd is our guide. He's leading us. The Lord Jesus echoed these words as the good shepherd in John 10 when He said that when He putteth forth His sheep, speaking of the good shepherd, He goeth before them and the sheep follow Him and they know His voice. Friend, listen, can I tell you that whenever God puts you forth in a path of life, He is in front of you. Listen, the problem gets when we get in front of God. Amen? Let's let Him do the leading in our life. And let him do the directing and the guiding. And let's you and I do the following. May I remind us this morning that the Lord leads His sheep. He doesn't drive them. God will never drive you. He'll always lead you. I'm reminded of the stories from tourists. They were driving through the English countryside and they had to stop their car suddenly because a flock of sheep come bounding down the hill in front of them across the road. And there was a man looking angry behind them, waving a stick, yelling at those sheep, urging them on. And they rolled down their window and they stopped him and said, "Hey, hey." And he come over the car and they said, "We've always understood that shepherds lead their sheep. They're not driving them like you do." He said, "You're right." He said, "I'm not the shepherd, I'm the butcher." Well, can I tell you, in the same place that Jesus said that He putteth forth His sheep and goeth before them, He reminds us that the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. Can I tell you that Satan, like a butcher, will drive you. He will drive you in paths that will lead to your destruction, young man, young lady, today. He will always drive us in paths that will lead to hardship and heartache and heartbreak. Jesus said, "The thief, Satan, cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and they might have it more abundantly." That Jesus, like a shepherd, leads His sheep. Isn't that a wonderful truth today? He says in John 10:9, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture." Friend, aren't you glad that He's the door? And friend, through Him you can be saved today, and He can lead us in and out and find satisfaction and refreshment and rest and help for our lives. Aren't you glad we can find pasture in Him? Excuse me. Been battling an infection this week, so appreciate you praying for me. He alone is the way. He alone is the truth. He alone is the life. No man comes to the Father but by Him. He alone is the way to a right relationship with God. I've got good news for you today. You say, "Preacher, I'm searching for God." Let me give you a better thought. God's searching for you today, and He's the right path, and He'll lead you to the Savior. And friend, listen, Jesus Christ, by His grace, through faith in the finished work of the cross, can bring you into a right relationship with God that you might know Him. And the Bible said you'll go in and out. He'll give you direction in your life. Can I tell you, it's the moment when we trust Jesus Christ as Savior that we become one of His sheep. And just as a shepherd walks before his sheep, guiding them, directing them in green pasture, so the Lord desires to go before you, leading you, guiding you through life. He will not leave you directionless. Boy, that's a wonderful truth. Let me give you some verses. Psalm 32 verse 8, "I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye." Proverbs 3, 5 and 6, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths." Proverbs chapter 8 verses 20 and 21, He said, "I lead in the way of righteousness, in the midst of the paths of judgment, that I may cause those that love me to inherit substance, and I will fill their treasures." Isaiah chapter 30 verse 21, "In thine ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, this is the way, walk ye in it, when you turn to the right hand and when you turn to the left." You know, it's one thing to follow somebody's directions. You know, before GPS, we'd maybe be... Now, no man likes to ask for directions, ladies. I'm just going to tell you that up front, okay? We just don't like to do that. I figure that eventually, Brother Vernon, I'll find my way, okay? It might take me a while, but I'll get there, all right? Might be the roundabout way. But my wife will say, "Honey, there's a good place to stop." And so we'll stop and go in and we'll say, "Hey, sir, I'm looking for such and such a place. Can you help me?" And he'll say, "Oh, sure. You know, go up there where the cow's standing beside the fence. Turn left at the gate. Go 3/4 mile up the dirt road. Take a right at the oak tree. And then you're going to find an old red barn. And by that time, you know, you're already okay. Cow, fence, barn, tree." And you're like, "Whoa, wait a minute. I'll never find that." But I tell you, it's something different when he says, "Listen, wait just a moment. Let me close up shop. Give me just a moment. I will show you the way." Can I tell us this morning, God didn't just tell us the way, He shows us the way. He leads the way. Isn't that a blessing? I'm not navigating life alone. He leadeth me. Now, I want you to look at those three words again. Would you look at that? Look at it just for a moment. He, notice at one end, He, the Lord. On the other end is me. Do you see that? He and me, and in between is lead. Do you get that? He leadeth me. He leadeth you. That word "leadeth" means to bring on the way. It means to guide. It's in the present tense. It means that He leads and keeps on leading. And so the shepherd is leading. Now here's the question. Are we following? He's leading today. Are you following? Are you going your own way? You're going your own direction. You think you know a better way. Friend, listen, He's leading. Let's do the following. Amen. There is the promise excuse me, of His leading. Secondly, I want you to see the paths of His leading. The paths of His leading. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness. Do you see that? Paths. That word righteousness means right. It means proper. Now, we could say it like this. It's paths that are just right for you. Paths that are right for me. They're paths that are righteous. They are right paths. It'll always lead us into what's right. God, like a shepherd, leads us specifically and personally and intimately. He leads us in the details of life. Even when you and I don't even realize that God is leading, there's times that His unseen hand is providentially guiding us and leading us into the proper places and paths in our lives. Thank God for His leading, guiding hand. Amen? But I'm going to tell you this, He'll never lead you down a wrong path. I'm amazed at times at what people will blame God for. God will never lead me down a path of sin. God will never lead me down a path of immorality. God will never lead me down a path of destruction, so to speak, that will bring ruin to my life. When God leads, it's always in a right path. C.W. Fleming, in writing about this passage and describing the sheep, talking about the leading of a shepherd, he said in the morning he leads them out of the fold in the meadows that are fresh with dew. It's a right path. He said at noonday when the sun is high, the shepherd leads them into the shelter of a rock or into some other cool place of coolness, thus bringing them protection. It's a right path. In the evening, He leads them on again, bringing them into the fold and then becoming the door of the fold, keeping the wolf and the bear at bay. I can promise you, wherever the shepherd leads, it's right. It's proper. It's good. Let me just talk to you about these paths for a moment. First of all, they're sure paths. They are sure paths. This word paths comes from a word that gets the idea of entrenchment. We would think of the old Bozeman Trail or the old trails that would lead into the west and the ruts of the wagon where people had already blazed a trail and the other settlers would follow and they would know the way because of the entrenchment of the wagon wheels in the ground, the ruts that were there that was left, leaving a path behind them. It has the idea of something that is well-worn and well-trod, something is well-defined. And let me just say something that the Bible says in John 10 and verse 4, when He putteth forth His sheep, He goeth before them. May I say you, the Lord's path is sure. It is well defined. It is well worn. It is a path that He has already trod. The good shepherd will never lead you where He's not already been. The Bible said, looking unto Jesus, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 24, the author and finisher of our faith. That idea is one who blazes a trail. Friend, He has went before us, and it is a sure path. Friend, listen, aren't you glad that the good shepherd will never lead us down a path that He has not been? He knows the way through the wilderness. All we have to do is follow. You say, preacher, I may one day walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I may follow that path. Can I tell you, friend, He's already went down that path and He's come through on the other side. And He said, because I live, ye can live also. Isn't that wonderful truth? They're sure paths. Notice, they are safe paths. Jot down Psalm 37, 23 in the margin of your notes. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. One of my prayers that I pray, one of the things that I ask the Lord each day is, God, order my steps. God, would You direct my path today? Lord, would You set... Now, I have an agenda of things that I want to do, things that I feel like I need to do. Sometimes those are things that actually take place that day. They really are. But there's days that God sets the agenda. There are unforeseens that come into my life that may rearrange my plans. But I can promise you that they are steps that the shepherd has planned. They are paths that are safe. You say, wait a minute, preacher, that there's obstacles in paths and there's dangers. Yes, the sheep had obstacles to go around. There were pitfalls to avoid. There were dangers along the way. But the good shepherd knew the way through all of that and they were safe paths. And I'm glad that when God leads us, He leads us in paths which would lead us away from that, that would bring ruin and destruction. Destruction to our marriages and our families and our children. Friend, listen, they are safe paths. If you'll follow the Lord, you'll always find good at the end. You know, I've been amazed to look back over my life, the journey of my life, and to see all the times that God has protected me. Have you ever thought about that? All the things He's kept you from that could have been harmful and destructive to your life. I'm sure glad He's leading me. There are sure paths. There are safe paths. And let me just share this, because it's truth. They're sorrowful paths. Sheep, can I tell you something today? We live in a fallen world. We live in a world of heartache and tragedy and heartbreak and sorrow. And just because you're one of the Lord's sheep doesn't make you immune from the difficulties of life. Oh, I wish that there were times that that path never led through those dark valleys. I wish there was times that the path never led through the times of sorrow. But the reality of it is that the shepherd's leading can lead us down a path of health or down a path of sickness. That He can lead down a path of prosperity or maybe a path of adversity. That there are times when He leads down a path that's marked with blessings, and other times He leads us down paths that may be marked with burdens. One day may lead us down a path of joy, and the next day may be a path of sorrow. But let me tell you what Job, one of his sheep, said. He knoweth the way that I take. I can promise you, you will never walk down a path, friend, that God doesn't know the way that you take. He knows the outcome of your life. He is in charge. He is in control. Nothing can come into my life except that my all-wise, loving, and heavenly shepherd allows into my life. And may I remind us today, He is the good shepherd. And that doesn't mean that everything that happens in my life is good, but God is always good. And in the midst of those things, His goodness can flow through into my life. Arthur Pearson wrote, "It's in the deepest darkness of the starless night that men learn to hold on to the hidden hand most tightly. And how that hand holds them." There are times that when my children were small, they would put their hand in my hand and they'd hold my hand. Maybe it was a fearful time. Maybe we're crossing a road. Maybe we're walking through a parking lot or whatever. But I can always promise you this, my hand held them tighter than their hand held me. And friend, when you put your hand in the hand of God, He always holds you tighter than you'll ever hold Him. He sees where we do not see. He knows the way that He takes. And though the way be to us a roundabout way, a way maybe we wouldn't go, it's the right way. You know, sheep don't see very well. They have really poor eyesight. Now, they hear real well. It was interesting, there was a shepherd tried an experiment. He went to another shepherd and he said, "Here, give me all of your, I want your shepherd's clothing." And he put it on him. So he had all his shepherd clothing on him. And he went out to that man's flock and he said, "I want you to go hide." He said, "I want you to go hide." And so the other shepherd hid. And he looked just like him. I mean, covered his face, had his staff, had the smell of him. And then he would call the sheep and they were like, "Whoa, who are you?" They actually went away from him instead of going toward him. He would go and hold out some grass to them and they would shy away. Because it wasn't what they could see, it was what they could hear. And Jesus said that when He putteth forth His sheep, He goeth before them and they follow Him and they hear His voice. And He said they'll not follow another shepherd. A shepherd will call his sheep by their voice. And I just want to say today, thank God for the voice of God that's leading us. Amen. Matter of fact, there's times that we lose sight of the shepherd's hand, but we can hear His voice and we can trust His heart. I'm reminded of a man by the name of A.M. Overton. He was pastor of a church in Mississippi. He had a wife and three small children. His wife was pregnant with her fourth child, but when it came time for delivery, there were complications and both his wife and the child died. During the funeral service, the preacher officiating the service noticed that he was writing something on a piece of paper. After the service, the minister went to him and he said, "Pastor Overton," he said, "I noticed that while I was doing the service for your wife and baby that you were writing something." He said, "Could I ask you about what it is?" And he handed him the paper. And on it was a poem he had just written, and it goes like this. "My father's way may twist and turn, my heart may throb and ache, but in my soul I'm glad to know He maketh no mistake. My cherished plans may go astray, my hopes may fade away, but still I trust my Lord to lead, for He doth know the way. Though night be dark and it may seem that day will never break, I'll pin my faith, my all in Him, He maketh no mistake. There's so much now I cannot see, my eyesight's far too dim, but come what may, I'll simply trust and leave it all to Him. For by and by the mist will lift, and plain it all He'll make. Through all the way, though dark to me, He made not one mistake. Friend, there's times that God leads us down the sorrowful paths of life, but I promise you, He'll never leave us. He will be there to help us through those difficult paths. Let me give you the last thing about those paths this morning. Not only are they sure, not only are they safe, not only are they sorrowful, but they're satisfying. They're satisfying. I read that Eastern shepherds have a unique way of getting sheep to follow them. As they walk along the path, the shepherd will take his shepherd's crook, his staff. We'll talk about that more in the next message, and that shepherd's staff. And he would lift up and he would pull down some succulent fruit from a high branch, and he'd pull it down and he'd sort of hold it behind him, and the sheep would crowd up close to the shepherd smelling that fruit, and they would nibble at the fruit as he walked along. But what's interesting is the sheep that's closest to the shepherd got most of the fruit. And friend, the closer you and I stay to the shepherd, the greater the blessings are going to be in our lives. Jot down Proverbs 16:11. Would you do that? Thou wilt show me the path of life. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. Notice he didn't say fullness of happiness. The paths God leads us down don't always make us happy. But I tell you what, this, they will also always have within them the fullness of joy. Joy is not something that I get from the outside. It's something that God does for me on the inside. It works its way out. It's the joy of the Lord that my shepherd, my shepherd is a great shepherd. He is a good shepherd, and He's leading me, and He knows the way. And when He hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. That He's at work in my life. See, it's one thing to know the psalm. It's another thing to believe and live the psalm. Do you believe He's really leading you today? And the question is, are you following Him? At thy right hand are pleasures forevermore. You see, I just want to say this morning that there's the promise of His leading. He leadeth me. You can put your name there today. You can insert your name right there in those words. He leadeth me. But He's leading. The question is, Lord, am I following? Am I following You? Am I following You in the path of service? Am I following You in the path of surrender? Am I following You in the path of sanctification and growth in grace and becoming the Christian that You want me to be? The husband, wife, mother, father, grandparent, young adult, the teenager. God, am I following You in that path and becoming? Am I following You? Then notice we saw the path of His leading. They're sure, safe, sorrowful at times, but they're always satisfying. And then lastly, the purpose of His leading. Look again in verse number 3. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness. Now watch this next phrase. For His name's sake. Did you notice He doesn't lead me in the paths for my sake? But His sake. That word sake means on account of. The path down which our great shepherd leads is on account of His name. Now, let me just say this, that whenever God leads His sheep, it is always for their good. You always find good. I wrote down in my notes Romans 12:2, in the last part of that, talking about the will of God, that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Let me just tell you that God's path for your life is good, it's acceptable, and it's perfect. It is perfect for you. My path is perfect for me. Now listen, what messes up the path is when I stray from the shepherd, or I'm not following the shepherd, or I'm not walking behind the shepherd, or I'm not listening to the shepherd. That's when the path becomes imperfect. Otherwise, it's a perfect path. Amen? It's the perfect will of God. It's good. It's good. And it's acceptable. Hey, I don't always know what's best for me, but my shepherd does. You don't always know what's best for you, but the shepherd does. And at the end of that path, you will find good. You will. It's for His sake. And then His glory. His glory for His name's sake. You see, whatever good happens in our life, it's not what we do, it's what God's done. Would you agree with that? 17 years of my life, I just made a mess. I just made a mess. But I'm glad when the shepherd took over, things changed. Amen. What about for you? R.L. Moyer wrote a great book on Psalm 23. It's called The Psalm of Psalms. I don't even sure if you can even get it today. It's probably out of print. I got it from my grandfather. He sort of inherited it from me. One of the little treasures that I have. My grandfather's in heaven, you know that. And a great man of God. And I've been reading that book probably about my third time reading it. And R.L. Moyer said this, all of his leading is to the end that the name of the Lord be glorified. Do you realize that the goal of every Christian's life needs to be the glory of God? Not my happiness, although God brings happiness in our lives. Not my good, but His glory. You and I were designed to glorify God with our lives. Do you know the greatest fullness and satisfaction comes in life when we know that we are doing that for which God has created us and saved us and made us and designed us, and that is bringing glory to Him. The greatest amount of satisfaction. Do you know the satisfaction of a parent is when they bring joy to the hearts of their children many times. It just rejoices the heart. God gets satisfaction when He rejoices the heart of His children, but yet His children get pleasure by pleasing their parents. And friend, listen, you and I have joy and satisfaction that comes because we've glorified our God. Do you know, as one of His sheep, it ought to be your goal at the end of every day to be able to ask this, God, have I glorified You today? When you get up tomorrow, your goal should be, and your prayer should be, God, help me to glorify You today. And then at the close of the day, we should be able to ask the question, Lord, have I brought glory to Your name today? Have I glorified You? Just a casual reading, I'm almost finished, of the psalm. You'll notice that this scene isn't stationary. It's not a big picture. Okay? Of sheep, shepherd. It's not just a static, stationary scene. Okay? It's like a moving picture. Okay? The sheep are moving. They're on a journey. The flocks begin in green pastures in the springtime. They're refreshed by the still, gentle pools of water as He leads them beside the still waters. They continue along well-worn paths. Now some have strayed and He's restored them and put them back on the right path. And then they go through the dark canyons, the valley of the shadow of death. But they hear the shepherd, they hear His voice, and they follow on. And then they meander out onto the high tablelands. In verse number 6, Thou preparest a table. That's the high mountain plateaus of the rich green grass. And then they circle back to arrive safely at the Master's house at the beginning of winter. Do you know there's coming a day when you and I are going to come to verse 6? Look, would you look at it? Let's just sort of trace down through and come to verse 6. Surely good and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Would we say that all the days of our life is a journey? Would we say that? Absolutely. But look at the end of the journey. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. There's going to come a day we'll come to verse 6. That time when we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Do you realize at that moment, I believe as His sheep will lift up our voices and sing praise to our great shepherd who has led us through life and saw us to glory. I want you to jot down one more verse in the margin of your Bibles or in your notes this morning about He leadeth me. It's called Philippians 1:6. One of my favorite verses in the Bible. He that hath begun a good work in you will perform it. That means He will bring it to completion. Will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. That means when I started this journey called salvation, that means I came to know Christ as my Savior. And I stepped on the path of following the shepherd. I come to know Him. I'm one of His sheep. I hear His voice. He goes before. I'm following Him. Now, there's times I stray, but aren't you glad that He always pulls us back? Isn't that a blessing? He restores us, puts us. By the way, you may be straying today, and you need to let the shepherd put you back on the right path. And we walk through life, and He leads us through the ups and downs of life. Sometimes it's on the mountaintops of joy. Sometimes it's in the valleys of sorrow. But through it all, our shepherd is faithfully guiding and leading and showing us the way because He's forever good and forever faithful. And then there's the time that we reach the Father's house, that we're safe in glory. And here's the good news. The day you step on the path by grace through faith in the Lord Jesus and you're saved, you're going to step off on the other side at the Father's house. That's the good news. Amen? He will perform it. But between here and there, I sure want to glorify my shepherd. I want to walk in right paths. I want to please Him with my life. What about you? In the words of Fanny Crosby, all the way my Savior leads me. Oh, the fullness of His love. Perfect rest to me is promised in my Father's house above. When my spirit clothed immortal wings its flights to realms of day, this my song through endless ages, Jesus led me all the way. This my song through endless ages, Jesus led me all the way. Do you know why you might be at a dead end today? You say, preacher, why? Because you're not following the shepherd. He won't lead you to a dead end. Oh, you might think it's a dead end, but there's a way through. Because the shepherd knows the way. All you and I have to do is follow. Amen? He leadeth me. What a wonderful truth. Let's bow our heads in prayer. As heads are bowed and eyes are closed this morning, I want to ask you a question.